You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Here we go again. We've got another Whatever Happened To, and I've got Steve on the line. You there, Steve?
Certainly am. Here I am in lockdown city.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I know we recorded this a little bit early, so you never know. Maybe the time it gets played, something may have happened, but I doubt it.
I'll still be in lockdown city this time next week, I can guarantee you.
Yeah, well, as long as you're healthy, I suppose, is all we can say. But hopefully the next time I talk to you, you'll be out of lockdown, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. At least gives me plenty of time to do a lot of these Whatever Happened To anyway, Josh, so that's okay.
That's good. That is a positive. So who we got this week?
Well, this week we've got a female American singer, mainly known for her country and West country style singing, and had a particularly big hit which made her and another songwriter singer quite famous. And her name is Sammy Smith.
Okay.
Was born Jewel Faye Smith in Orange County, California on the 5th of August 1943. And she lived her child in four different states, very interestingly, in Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, and Colorado. Left school at 11 and began to sing in nightclubs professionally at age 12. So they started young back in those days. Got married at 15 to a steel guitar Hall of Fame gentleman and nightclub operator whose name was Bobby White. And they had three children, and I think you'll be very intrigued with the name of the first person. The first child was called, and I quote, Zenith Apollo Star.
That's amazing.
That is one word, I might add. If you look it up, if people look it up, it is genuine. And then she had a child by the name of Robert and Snow Jewel after that. So she had three children in 2 years.
I think Robert missed out on the unusual names. He got the normal name.
I think Robert would have been very upset, quite frankly. Yeah,
he was probably happy, actually.
Yeah, maybe. He's got divorced after the third child in 1966, probably because they were probably scared they didn't know what to call the fourth child once it came along.
Yeah.
In 1967, a fellow by the name of Marshall Grant, who was Johnny Cash's bass guitarist, discovered her singing in an Oklahoma nightclub. And after that, she moved to Nashville. Johnny Cash helped her get her signed up with Columbia Records, and a particular gentleman by the name of Chris Christopherson was actually working as a janitor there. She had a minor hit in 1968 called So Long, Charlie Brown, Don't Look For Me Around. I actually had a listen to it this morning. It's quite a little good foot-tapping country sounding song. In 1970, country music at that stage was moving in two different directions. There was an outlaw type of country, which was basically run by Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Christopherson himself. They actually won the right to record and produce with musicians of their own choice, rather than have the stereotype Nashville sound with their own people in charge. And that's why they became known as the Outlaws. In 1970, Sammy Smith signed with Mega Records and as part of this outlaw group and recorded a song called He's Everywhere, which reached number 25 on the country charts. Then came the big one, Help Me Make It Through the Night, in 1971, which was composed by Chris Christopherson and reached number one on country charts and number eight on the Billboard charts in America and sold over 2 million copies. That actually peaked at number seven in Australia. That was a pretty big song here also. Now, the song made Smith and Christopherson household names, and Smith won the Best Female Country Vocal Performance at the Grammys in 1972. It was considered that this particular song signaled country music's belated arrival into the rock and soul era. At that stage, during the 70s, country music was actually moving in the two different directions. Outlaw was one of them, but then it all became more mainstream pop by the end of the 70s, which meant at the end of the outlaw era. In 1973, she decided to move to Dallas, Texas, and befriended Waylon Jennings, and further cemented a friendship with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, who became her lifelong friends. In the interim, in 1971, she actually got married again, and it was to Willie Nelson's guitarist, who was Jody Payne, and they had one child and called him Waylon. That's quite surprising.
A bit confusing.
A little story on Waylon Jennings, on Waylon Payne, is that he appeared as Jerry Lee Lewis in the biopic I Walked the Line.
The Johnny Cash movie.
That's correct. I didn't realise that's who it was until I took some notes here and realised, oh, that's who it was. It's quite a good performance, actually. But further on from Sammy Smith, however, she had two more country top 10 hits. They were called Then You Walk In, which was in 1971, and Today I Started Loving You Again in 1975, songs which I'm not familiar with, and I haven't checked it, I must admit. But they were mainly country songs, so they may not have made it to mainstream pop anyway. Several other songs released in the 70s on the Elektra label made the country charts, but not on the Billboard charts. In 1979 and 81, she had two more top 20 country hits, and a single in 1986, which reached number 80 on the Billboard chart, and that was her last song. But during this time, she had moved to Arizona and started working in Native Indian causes. She was actually a direct descendant of a famed American Apache chief who was called Cochise. And Cochise had actually led an uprising way back in the 1860s, and actually got negotiated a treaty with the white man in the early 1870s. So she was part Apache, so that's where she was descended from. And she then started her own band, which was called Apache Spirit, which was made up of Native Americans and also adopted two Apache sons. So it's very, very close to her heart, obviously. In the mid-1980s, she married again for the third time to a gentleman by the name of a very original name, Johnny Johnson. he ran a cattle ranch in Bristow, Oklahoma. And she often appeared on the Grand Old Opry with her son, Waylon, and they sang a lot of country stuff on that particular show. Unfortunately, along with a lot of these people, they did die young. She died of emphysema in February 2005 and buried in Oklahoma. She actually released 18 LPs in her career. I must admit, I have the very first one that she had, but I didn't buy any more after that. Not because I didn't like it, but I think I probably, my musical taste had changed to a certain extent. And she made the Grammy Hall of Fame for Help Me Make It Through the Night in 1998.
And should we play that song now?
I certainly would appreciate that. And when you come back to me afterwards, I will mention a couple of others which I might be interested in having too. Thanks, Josh.
Okay, cool. Here's Help Me Make It Through the Night. And that was Help Me Make It Through the Night with Sammy Smith and composed by Kris Kristofferson.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah, beautiful track. And that went into the Grammy Hall of Fame, as you said. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Sammy Smith?
Well, Sammy Smith was very talented and well-known in country music circles, and I dare say there's quite a few people who are probably fans of her out there. I'm not an overwhelming fan, but I did listen to a few of the songs that she sang via YouTube, and most of them I quite enjoyed. But if we get the opportunity, Josh, there's a couple of other songs from her which are on this particular album that I mentioned before. And one is it's called Saunders Ferry Lane, and also her version of Sunday Morning Coming Down, which has been recorded by a heck of a lot of people, such as Kristofferson himself. He had the original recording of it. Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Willie Nelson, Janis Joplin. I think even Elvis had a version also. So it's a very popular song. Sammy Smith etched her name into legendary status, as far as I'm concerned, with the One record.
Yeah, it was a great song. And, well, thanks, Steve. And I'll play those two in just a short while. We've got to go to a quick sponsors break. But thanks again, Steve. Another great one.
Okay. Thanks very much, Josh. And I'll continue to do, I might as well pump out a few more in the next week or so, because I probably won't have that much else to do.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Just stay safe and, I don't know what to say. Try and keep busy, I suppose, but yeah, as much as you can.
Okay, well, it gives me something to do, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, well, take care, and hopefully you'll be out of lockdown again next time we talk.
To all the country people out there, I wish I was there.
Yes. Yes. Well, hopefully we'll be able to catch each other up soon with each other, and we'll be able to travel again, hopefully. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, all the best to the listeners and to yourself.
Take care and talk to you next week. We're going to have a quick sponsors break, and then we'll have a double from Sammy Smith on the other side. You're listening to 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.